Can I talk to you for a second? Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Greg Grunberg, though you may know me better as Sean Blumberg, the inventor of Smoothies and director of Documentary. I'm still trying to get that released. I'm teaming up with my Felicity wife, Mandy Foreman, and The Ringer's Juliet Littman to revisit our favorite moments from our favorite show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen now to Dear Felicity on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently. At capella.edu.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. It's Love Island season, everybody. I hope you've watched the first five episodes of Love Island UK season two on Hulu. A lot of yous. I almost said Susan two. Love Island UK season two, episodes 1-5 is what we're discussing today. Next week, we are discussing Love Island UK season two, episodes 7-12. So we're going like one week per episode. Yeah, it's sort of normal. So you can watch one episode a day. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, I kind of forgot about what this feeling is of embarking on a new Love Island season, especially one that includes smoking. I'm so happy to see people smoking once again.
I know it's so crazy, but I feel like when they go to smoke, that's like the most relaxed conversation.
It's the realest shit there is, to quote David from The Real World Seattle. There's nothing else like it on TV.
I have to be clear. I'm not a smoker, and I don't think that smoking is good for you at all. I don't think it's cool, and I don't think anyone should do it.
Smoking is bad for you and is not cool. There's no debate here. We are not promoting that, but it's
fun to watch on the
show.
But that's why they took away smoking.
Yeah.
On Love Island, because too many people thought it was like cool and there was too much of it. Yeah. Anyways.
It did look cool.
It's really great to watch. It's
great to watch because to your point, they're so relaxed. Like, it's just so real. Okay, so we're watching season two, which aired, I believe, in 2016. And Katie McDermott's on it. You might remember her from season 9. It's fucking crazy going back in time and seeing her original season when she's so young. I need to make one disclosure, which is because she's on season 9, I know that she dated Scott for a really long time after the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry.
But I mean, that's fine. I thought that's not where I thought you were going with this.
What were you going to say? What did you think I was going to say?
She looks very different.
Oh, so different. But there's a lot of reasons why. I don't even know what happened with... Like, I don't know if she had like work done or she's done any other kind of enhancements.
She also grew up.
She grew up, which, you know, I think that's just like a lot of it. But also the one thing that's been really striking for me is just the makeup. Like the styling is extremely different. Even from season 2 to season 3, which we watched last year in this spring lull, it's different to me. Like these women in season 2, like clearly do not have access to makeup tutorials or like nor have they been thinking about their bathing suits for like months at a time, what they're going to wear, because they just look so regular. I love it. Regular in a great way.
The difference between season 2 and season 3, I think season 2, and based off a lot of DMs that we got from people, or I don't know if you got them. I got a ton when we announced that we were doing season 2. First, the most I got was that everyone fucking loves this season. So it got me really excited to start watching because I haven't watched it yet. Two, I got like maybe two or three people who said, this is when Love Island blew up. Like season 1 was like good, but season 2 is when it became like a thing to be on Love Island. So I have to assume the budget for the show shot up after season two. From watching season three last year, which I had already watched previously. But when I had tried to watch season two so long ago, when I had first started Love Island and was on like a fucking, I don't even know.
A bender? Like month, Love Island bender?
Yeah, I was on a bender going from season to season, one after the other, after the other. I had to have watched like 90 episodes in like 3 months, maybe less.
That's insane.
And, and I watched season 5, 4, 3, and I wanted to go to 2. And every time I tried, I was just like, oh, this is old. This is old. And
it does
like,
look
I just
old.
Didn't watch it.
It does look old.
And the difference between 2 and 3 is significant. It feels like they have much higher production budget. Like the mics are different. The shooting is different. The editing is different.
Let's talk about the audio for a second. So yes, by the time they get to season 2, they're not wearing the blue mic packs. It's not as obvious. Sorry, by season 3.
Like, yeah.
In season 2, the mics are still like really bulky and like around mm-hmm. their waist. And then the other thing is the audio quality is like really shitty. Like yeah, there's so many more subtitles than is, or like captioning because it's hard to understand them, but there's also so much background noise. Like the physical production, the way that they captured audio and video is just like not as good as by the next season in season 3.
By season 3.
But there's something about
even their
it.
Even shot that, selections.
Yeah.
Like there's where they smoke, how it's like under that tree. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the tree is like blocking half the person's face. And they've said, even in newer seasons, they're like, you barely ever see cameramen. Like they just have these houses like cameraed the fuck out. Season 2, they did not have as many cameras. Season 2, they had like 10 cameras. And season 3, they had 100.
Yeah. Also,
it could get every single angle.
This house setup is like pretty weird and like not conducive to the show. Like the pool is like too big. And from season 3 forward, it seems like there's always kind of like a central like grassy area, whether it's turf mm-hmm. or actual grass. This doesn't
beanbags.
Like this doesn't really have that. It has like a giant pool. And it's sort of like in the way. It's kind of weird. But then on the other hand, the grittiness of it makes it feel like so authentic. And also, I really wish, I understand why they don't. This probably makes it way harder. But the fact that in the earlier seasons, like this one, the Islanders are allowed to go into the bedroom to take a nap whenever they feel like it.
Yep.
And just like tap out of shit. Is so wild, but I really like it. Like Rijkaard was just like, I'm tired. I'm not doing the world's strongest, the Love Island's strongest man competition. And I was just like, he's allowed to do that.
Also, Mouse put earplugs in and lay down. Like she was like, I am out. I don't want to know anything.
She pretended to be sick to avoid tension. She was just like, I can't handle this shit. So I'm taking a nap. Like, I get it, girl. But it's just like, it's just so funny that they're allowed to do that. And just, it's just messy. Everything about it is messy. Their bathing suit bottoms are low
cut,
but they're also
full
like
coverage.
Saggy in the butt. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's just like a different, it's just, it's so different. It's like, reminds me of like MTV Spring Break in like the 90s versus.
Oh, I loved, oh my God. I used to love watching.
Me too. I've been Panama City, Cancun, like all these places I only knew about from MTV. I've been watching old performances. Cali, life used to be crazy. But these girls do look like they're from that.
I think I remember watching like Cisco perform.
Okay. So the two, yes, I remember that as well. The two that really stood out for me were Eminem performing My Name Is in 99 and Usher doing Nice and Slow Remix in 98.
Can I just say?
Good. Yeah.
I was 9 and 10. Or 8 and 9 during those. Why was I watching MTV Spring Break?
I was 12 and 13 that I was still watching too. Like, not appropriate.
No. Definitely, my parents need to do a better job with
that. Well, culture was different back then. I've been thinking about this a lot with Dear Felicity. It was just really different. Anyway.
Like, we were watching someone perform, girls like taking their tops off, blackout drunk, and we were like 10 years old, like, yeah.
Also, like,
life.
Eminem and Usher and like all these other like male. Like music stars are like grinding on these models, like these anonymous models as they like walk on the catwalk.
I don't even know if they were models. I think they were like volunteers from the crowd. Like it's so bad.
I think it was both. I also like, while I acknowledge it was bad, I'm also like a little bit sad that culture has gone and also like wish I had experienced it. But like as like an adult.
Oh, when I was 10, I was like, I'm going to do this one day.
I
could not wait.
I so badly wanted to be a VJ. I remember they used to do, I think I want to be a VJ competition. I was like in 2004, when I'm 18, I am applying for, I want to be a VJ. That will be my future. Like, I really wanted to be a VJ, like really bad.
But Julia, do you see what we're comparing this to? We are comparing 2016 to 1998. That's the difference in production quality. We felt like we went from season three, that was 2017, to 2002, which is 1998. That's the difference in production.
It really is crazy. It is so low quality, but you know what? It's just a great show. It is so much more fun than almost anything else.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So we have seen the first week of the Islanders. They already have two bombshells plus like a rando from night one. Daniel, mm-hmm. Katie, and Terry were all initially uncoupled. Just got a lot of great people on this show this season, including people whose names are Ryan, Kara and Zara. So let's just go through all the girls. We got Kara, Zara, Olivia, aka Olive, which I wasn't sure if that's like a common nickname for Olivia or they just started calling her that. Malin, Sophie, Katie. I think that's it for now.
That's it.
And then the guys, we have Daniel, Javi, Scott, Terry, Rycard, and Nathan. Mm-hmm. Did I forget anyone? Oh.
Tom,
yeah, who's with Sophie.
Tom, Nathan, Rycard, Javi, Daniel, Terry, and Scott.
I'm just going to say it. I'm devastated that Javi's gone. He was by far my favorite guy.
I know you loved him. Not my favorite.
He's so funny.
You know what is so weird? Just because we've only done two seasons, but I have Kem reminded me so much of Pasha.
Mm.
And Javi reminds me of Pasha too.
Interesting. You know what it reminds me? Pasha's one of the co-hosts of Off Guard with Austin Rivers, which you should check out if you like basketball.
But also friends with both Juliet and I.
Yes,
we both know him.
Our friend. He's really your very good friend. One thing that Javi was doing was he was like negotiating and like bargaining, trying to stay, like trying to like plead his case. And I could see Pasha doing that. Like just being like, just give me a chance. Give me a chance.
At the end though, I was thinking while he was like, please, 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 please. I was thinking like, Juliet really likes this guy.
I do. He's funny. I will
he
say
was really funny and like goofy.
Yes.
And
he was bringing a lot of humor. And I will say, I thought I liked Scott. I do not like Scott. Just need you to know.
Don't.
I actually hate Scott. Scott's a dick.
So I liked Scott until episode 5.
I
think it was
Scott
four
until,
or five.
Until Katie came. I liked Scott until Katie showed up. And then he was just falling all over himself for her. Just immediately uninterested
just turned
in
into
Zara.
A different person.
Yeah, exactly. Just turned into like a
because
dick.
He couldn't deal with Katie having more power than him.
Mm.
And it was so weird. Like that, the dates that they had,
mm-hmm.
how he was just like so negative and was just like, oh, it's going to turn around. I'm going to have the power. And like, you know, I don't really like you that much. And I was like, are you okay?
He's also just like really not a nice guy. Well, I agree with him that Zara was making way too big of a deal being Miss Great Britain, current Miss GB.
Miss GB. Yeah.
What a funny
when
thing.
When she said that, also, I was thinking like, okay, she walked so that Marcel could run. Marcel from season 3.
I forgot about Marcel and his group.
He was like, you know, I don't really want anyone to find out about Blazing Squad. But then went around and told everyone about Blazing Squad. And that is very similar to
totally
Zara.
I forgot about that. Yeah, Zara was like, I have a huge secret. Also, how do these people not know? Although I guess I wouldn't know who's Miss America right now. Like, I
have
no idea. But I feel like Britain's smaller country. I don't know.
I think it's similar. And that's why everyone's like, who cares?
The scene where she's like, I have a secret, I'm Miss GB. And then Sophie's like, I have a secret, I've been dating women, was just so funny because They're not the same. They both were like taking the other person so seriously. I loved it. It was just very, very funny.
By the way.
Yeah.
I was not sure about Tom until they had that conversation.
Yeah. That was really sweet.
And I was
sweet.
Like, all in on Tom. Love
so,
Tom.
Two couples from this season are married. I don't know who. Do you?
No, I don't know who, but I knew that. I thought it was only one couple, but okay. Now that we know it's two.
I think Sophie and Tom seem really likely.
100%. Yeah. 100%. I thought about that.
They seem just very comfortable with each other and like the same level of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
He seems sweet. I was recently in Australia and I didn't know that a budgie smuggler was like the name of a men's Speedo, which I guess is in Australia, there was a lot of that and like budgie smuggler mm-hmm. stores. I didn't know that was like the official name in the vernacular of Australian and British English, but I learned that thanks to Tom. I agree with you. I didn't like him until we got to see him like be a nice person and like be caring. But like until that, it's just like this guy is like boring and too muscular. Just like, no thanks.
Well, no. And he was very, he was like a little insecure when Terry came in. Mm. When she was like, oh, I'm horny. Right. And he was like, 'cause of him. Like that whole scene, I was just like, ugh, not
That was
for
also
me.
So funny. I forgot that she was drunk when she said that yeah. also.
Oh, how? That was the other thing we were talking about. When we were talking about all the differences, you can see their glazed eyes.
Yeah, they're
in
wasted.
This season.
Also, their glazed eyes and moreover, their mascara, like the women, the mascara, like smudged on their faces. It's really funny. That doesn't really happen anymore. I just gotta say.
They still might be drunk in season three.
Yeah, they are. They only one person gets a drink per day.
No, not one person, right? It's one drink per day.
I think what happens is I heard that people like, because they only get like two drinks per day, mm-hmm. they'll like pool them. So like one person gets to get drunk.
Oh, okay.
I guess I just do the toast and like, that's it. The difference in women's makeup and the way that makeup tutorials and videos have exploded to like change how women look is so wild to me. Cause I was like, wow, these women, like they're just really doing like the really dark eyeliner and mascara. It's just such an old look. Reminds me of Ashley Simpson from the early 2000s. Yes, I like Sophie and Tom. I definitely think they're married. Like they're just like, seems like the type of couple where like, there's not a lot of drama. So they, it just works for whatever reason. I would never would have guessed that you'd go from dating women to dating Tom, but if it works, it works.
Quite the leap.
Yes.
But I agree. I think they're married. The other couple, wait, who do you think the other couple is that's married?
Well, they might not be on the show yet, right? Like, we don't know.
Well,
but,
yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've been, since the beginning, I'm like, okay. I thought it was only one couple, so I was really thinking about one couple.
I wonder if it's Malin and Terry.
Oh, really?
Who would you think?
I thought it was Kara and Nathan.
Oh, interesting. I could see that because like they're boring in a similar way to Sophie and Tom.
Boring? Nathan is like insane. But somehow they like each other.
I don't think they last. I think this is like a bubble thing. I don't think that will last.
Did you see when she... Well, obviously you saw. But when they go on the date,
yeah,
the girls' date, which also I was like, it's really interesting that they picked the three people in like the best relationships. Like,
well, I think they did that to like make the other three like be combustible and like stay inside the drama and not like have any. I think they did it to like make them go crazy and jealous. Like those people are already like teetering on the edge. I mean, Olivia is so unstable. Like I just
yeah. Although I was very proud of her for how she dealt with the Malls and Terry situation.
Totally.
Eventually.
Just shows you that she didn't really like Terry. She just wants to be loved. She just wants someone to love her.
I think she just also likes attention.
sure.
But when they did that and before Kara left and was talking to him and he was like, basically like, yeah, I'm going to jack off while you're gone. And she was like, oh my God, you are. Can you tell me what you think about when you do it? And he was like, your bum bum. And she was like, oh my God, that's so romantic.
I kind of agree.
Like, that's romantic.
I kind of agree. I did think that was sweet. I mean, I once they got over the hump of like him calling her frigid, I did think they were sweet, but I don't see that lasting. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I personally don't need a guy to be like, oh, I'm going to jack off while you're gone and think about you.
But maybe her
if a guy said that to me, the first thing I'm thinking is not like, wow. So romantic.
Well, her love language is words of affirmation, I guess. And she's getting it that way. I liked when Nathan was talking about Terry to, I think it was Mullen. He was like, yeah, he's really hot. Like he was talking.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that I just like kind of...
He's like, from a guy's point of view, I can recognize he's a really good looking guy.
Yes. So one thing that, you know, comes up when we watch these shows, and this is currently happening on Below Deck right now, with, the season currently on Bravo. The men, these like British lads, it's not just like a regular British guy, but specifically like British lads. And my friend Talia made that distinction, which I appreciate. She lives in England. Their ability to be totally confident and talk and like not having to be like, you know, saying offensive or like slur like phrases and like talking about the attractiveness of other men is so appealing to me. It makes me like these dudes so much more, including Nathan. And then something similar happened on Below Deck. Are you watching Below Deck, Callie?
I'm on like episode 6.
So you may have seen this. So Kyle, who's like from Scotland, I think, he kisses Fraser, the stew.
I did not see that.
They just like a kiss, just like a drunken kiss. It's like a dare or something like that. Yeah. It's like on the lips or whatever, but yeah, they have a quick kiss. But meanwhile, he's like really into Barbie, and there's just a different like type of masculinity that allows for like curiosity and just candidly fun and silliness without like thinking about your sexual orientation with like a lot of self-consciousness or like, you know, prejudice. And I like really enjoy it as like a TV trope. I'm like, thank you.
It's specifically only with European guys.
Yeah, specifically. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, with these British lads.
You can see the difference between Love Island UK and Love Island US.
It makes Love Island UK way better because the guys are just looser. Like they're not so worried about their like machismo.
Yeah.
And it makes me like all of them more. Even like Tom is similar. I feel like Tom, you would expect him to be like some like meathead
macho guy.
Yeah. But he was like really sweet. And like his main thing that he was excited about with his relationship with Sophie was that she felt comfortable with him. Like she, he was like, he felt so validated by her being comfortable with him. And it was like really sweet.
Yeah. In that interview.
Yeah.
He was like, oh yeah, she trusts me now.
It was good. So nice.
Yeah.
But I love these guys.
I will say you could clearly see she was so worried about saying it. And his reaction of like, why would that put me off of you?
Yeah.
Like, there's very few things, I'm not going to say what he said, that would put me off of you. And like, you shouldn't be ashamed of like any part of you.
Totally. It was really sweet. Which then makes someone like Scott seem like even more of a dick because he's such an asshole. And he's like...
But he just, I feel like Tom just seems way more mature than Scott.
Yeah. Scott and Katie... I'm excited to see that unfold. I've heard about them from just people who watch Love Island from when she appeared on season 9.
I have not heard anything.
Oh, interesting. So. Okay, I'll keep my commentary at bay and I'll fill you in as necessary.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I like that the girls don't like her because she's not a girl's girl. They're like, she's clearly not a girl's girl. And I get it. She's not.
I'm very interested to see if she tries to go after Terry at all.
Also, Terry, not remotely attractive to me at all. The tattoos on Terry and Tom, just can't deal with.
I think Terry is the most attractive guy on the show right now.
I think if he hadn't spoken, Rijkaard could be. But I find Rijkaard's personality like just too lame. And the hat that he wore at the recoupling, I was going to say the rose ceremony, the recoupling was so horrible. I was just like, no, can't get down with this guy.
His hair is also not...
Sometimes it looks okay. I don't know.
Terry is the best looking by far for me.
I can't do... I'm not into any of them. I haven't found my Chris Hughes. I probably never will.
I also think it's attractive that Terry is attractive to Malls because I really like her.
Me too. She's my favorite of the girls, hands down. Her and Sophie.
And I don't think that she is like the stereotypical like tiny little like hot blonde.
No, not at all.
That tends to do very well on these types of shows.
Totally, yeah.
Specifically Love Island. So I thought it's interesting that every girl there was like, he's so fucking hot and he's choosing Malls.
Yeah. She also seems like she has like a pretty normal personality. I mean, her conflict avoidance was just absolutely hilarious to me. I loved it. And then the conversation she has.
I also think that she genuinely felt horrible.
Yeah. I was
like, she was crying talking to Olivia.
Yeah. When they were in bed and then Olivia was like, started crying because she was upset. And Olivia was like encouraging her to follow her heart was really like quite sweet. Olivia is probably my MVP so far, not because I like her the most, but her facial expressions are so dramatic. She's messy.
Her makeup's also dramatic.
Her makeup's dramatic. She's got a lot of different looks. She uses a clip in her hair a lot, which, like, it just sort of makes her look like she's always, like, kind of getting ready.
I feel like she looks disheveled a lot.
Yes. Her tattoos are so present. I'm just like, this woman has a real messy presence, and I really enjoy it. She was so stressed out on day two, being caught between Daniel, who we have to talk about, Daniel and Scott. And
Scott.
I just loved it. Also, she like doesn't have, she's not Sophie. She's not Zara. She's not even Kara, who's been like called frigid. Like, she doesn't really have a thing, and yet she's created all of this drama. Like, the drama is her.
And she makes things like worse than they are. Like the Scott Dan thing, she was like, they both want me so much. And like, I hate that I have to make a decision. And it was just like, that's not really what's happening here.
They're just trying to stay. They just both want to be here.
Yeah, she's been great. I would actually say like Zara's had a bit of drama herself.
I mean, because she's Miss GB.
And even like, again, the decision between Dan and Javi, like she was just making it such a big deal. And then after she sent Javi home, she like sought him out to be like, okay, listen, I had to do it. Okay.
Here's what
I
she
had
said.
To follow my heart.
I just don't
even know you.
Wait, she didn't just say I have to follow my heart. She said, I have to go with my heart and my head. She said that over and over. That's not the saying. Your heart and your head usually aren't aligned. So no. She didn't have to.
You're basically saying, I don't like you.
Both my heart and my head are not into you.
And also, my brain is telling me no.
Such an insult.
There's no part of me that wants you. I gotta tell you over and over and over again to try to make you feel better. I have to tell you that nothing, no part of me wants you.
Were any of these people?
I was like, let him go. Also, Javi was like, it's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye. Like, please leave me alone.
I feel we are all gonna suffer with that, Javi. Are any of these people on Love Island All-Stars, by the way?
No, just Katie.
Right, and that was not even All-Stars. Just got it.
No, she was on... Oh, was she not on All-Stars?
No, she was on season 9.
Right, she was on season 9. Yeah. No, none of these guys were on All-Stars. There are a few people from season 1 on All-Stars.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. Maybe they'll come, maybe some bombshells will come in. I want to talk about Daniel. I have a real pendulum swing on Daniel. At first, I was like, I hate him. Then I was like, this guy's so unintentionally hilarious. And then I was mad that he stayed over Javi. But he is so full of himself. He is so like high on his own supply and thinks he's like the best. I mean, he did say, I don't have a girlfriend because I choose not to. I could choose to have one. Like, he was so ridiculous. I also think he talked about, people mentioned he's really well educated. I'd love to know where he was educated. Like, what does that mean?
He also said in his conversation with Zara, I do really well outside of here. Like, he's like, I don't want to sound like a prick, but like, I get a lot of girls, like anyone I want.
He said that a few times, I think.
Why? Why do you keep saying it? Why do you think this is a good thing to say?
I don't know. It was really funny. Also, the way that he like wears his hood and just like all of the way that he dresses, he's like an emo model. I don't know. He also was very 90s to me. I found him very funny. I'm kind of glad he stayed, not over Javi, but like he brings unintentional humor, which I'm really happy about.
I think I'm glad he stayed over Javi.
Wow. So you're not on the Javi train. Who are your favorites? I haven't even asked you. Malin's your favorite girl. What about the guys?
Yeah. Malin's my favorite girl, but I really do like Sophie and Kara. Like, Kara's just wacky and I enjoy her. And I feel like Sophie's just like pretty honest when she has conversations. So I enjoy her too.
I like Sophie too.
I would say Malin is on the more boring side, but she just seems like a good person.
Agreed.
And then the guys is rough.
They're like fun for TV, but like there's no one that I like, you know, we'll be seeking out on Instagram. Yeah, I guess that's the problem.
There's no one that I'm like, oh, I would want to be with. But like, I think Tom is a good person. I think Nathan is also wacky.
It's not even just like someone I want to be with, but like for a showmance, there's not even anyone. I'm like, yeah, that seems like Chris Hughes is my ultimate showmance love, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't have any. I don't have any, but I do think like, I really like Nathan and Kara to me are fun to watch. Like, that whole jack off conversation, like, I'm happy we got to watch it.
I agree.
You know That's what I mean?
Good. It's good television. It's good editing. It's just such a fun. Yeah,
they're fun to watch. And
this is such a huge lifestyle boon for me. It's like, now that we're doing this, I will wake up every day, as the listeners may recall, and watch an episode of Love Island. That'll be my morning
Before
routine.
Before you get your day started.
Yeah. Like, it'll be 5:30 and I'll just stumble in to make a cup of coffee and just fire up Love Island, take some notes in our shared notes.
Got a crack on. I've been taking notes on a separate note so that you don't see what I'm writing.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Fine. I respect it. I just like to, you know, for me, it's easier to keep it all in one place, but that's fine. I also wrote down some other like random stuff that I want to mention. There were some other just like really funny things. Like when they first get the text about the bombshells coming in, everyone's just screaming for like 2 minutes. Like there's just so much yelling going on. It's so funny.
Also, when they got the text message that a guy bombshell was coming in, Tom was like, oh, I'm changing. I gotta look my best. I don't want my bird's head to turn. Yeah.
That was so
like
good.
He wasn't that excited about the girl, but the guy who's like, uh-oh, nope. Got to be on my P's and Q's.
That's how you know he's into Sophie. It's like he wants to make sure he's keeping her enthralled. It's not about impressing the girl. With another really funny Daniel moment was when he was in the goggles for the world, Love Island's Strongest Man. Like he's
strongest.
Like, I've been swimming. And he does have a swimmer's body. That makes sense. He's like, I've been swimming. I haven't been like training. That was really funny. And in general, I liked the games. They had the like giant size.
The competition.
Yeah. They had the giant sized beer pong. And then they had the love, like the Island Strongest Man, where they were lifting crates of tomatoes.
Were those only two?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
And they were right in front of the house. You could see the house in the background, which I liked as well. Instead of like being like a random
field.
They're
not slow running to some random place.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a few notes. The very beginning when they're introducing themselves, Kara being like, I'm a performer. I've done some video girl. And then she was like, you know, in the past year, I've had a few bangs. I was just like, oh, that's great. Thanks for telling us. But nothing serious. I think that's when I started liking Kara.
So from the first episode, you're like, I'm in.
Yes. Yeah. Her first like three sentences, I was like, I'm going to love this girl. And then I think it's so interesting that they wear jean shorts.
Yes.
Because they do not do that anymore.
No, they're also really short. Yeah. The fashion is wild. And by that, I mean really terrible. Like every single outfit is awful. I guess there's no eBay clothes, which I guess they also didn't have in season three. But in the later
season...
No, they
don't have that till like season six, I want to say. That's when they started bringing in eBay.
But yeah, their outfits and their clothing is just like absolutely awful.
But you haven't watched 4 or 5, have you?
No, I've seen...
Oh, yeah.
3, 8, and 9. Now 2. I also just noticed like the women just look way more natural. So I was shocked when we found out that only one of them has not fake breasts. I was like, what? Really? So,
Malin, right?
No, it's Miss GB. What's her name again? Zara.
Oh, Zara. I can't remember. I was wondering who. Maybe they guessed Malin, and it was
also
Zara.
You know what's conspicuously not a part of this show? The sound of heels on wood, like walking around, like the clopping of shoes on the wood, which I don't miss.
Do they wear a lot of heels?
They do in later seasons. Like Ella was always in heels or like some shoe that was like making noise.
No, I know. I'm saying, do they wear heels in this season?
Not that I've noticed.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All of these women look like me at a bar in college. Just like a mess, vaguely trendy, bad makeup. It's just great. It's so relatable. I like it way more.
Also, like during the day, they look very normal.
Completely. They're just like hanging out by the pool. Like if you're hot and sweaty, that's what you would look like.
Also, this is crazy if I don't remember this because obviously I've just been watching it. Is there a voiceover?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Ian Sterling.
Is it not as much?
It's not as much. It's also like his bits are like less aggressive. You know what we're really missing? I hope we get some of this because I actually do miss it, is the makeup room. Like I'd like to see them like getting ready in the bathroom. That would be great.
Yeah. We've only seen them like talking by the sink.
And there's a lot of time in the bedroom. They should just allow them back in the bedroom. It's very fun.
That was the other thing. I was so confused. Are they allowed to just switch around beds?
No, because one of them was talking about breaking the rules. I think it was Scott. They're not allowed to. But they were encouraging each other to break the rules.
Okay, maybe that's... I was like, what? You can just do it?
No, that's why when Katie is lying in the bed where all Olivia had been, like, it's like a thing.
Oh, yeah, she got mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so great. I'm really, really excited for the future. Any predictions?
The only other thing I was going to say is there is clearly going to be a lot more sex on this season. We're only 5 episodes in. They're talking about it.
So like, much.
It's
going
to happen.
So much. I actually had heard that too in season 2, that there was like a lot.
I heard that season 1 was like that, but I can't remember if it's season 1 and 2. It might be season 1 and 2.
Because I think they changed it. And that's one of the reasons they introduced Casa Amor, or the Hideaway, excuse me. Right?
Oh,
I think. Yeah. We'll find out though. I'm so excited. So everyone remember, next week, we're doing episode 7 to 12. We're skipping the weekly hot sheet, but you can watch it if you want. We just won't really discuss it. And we're going to sprinkle in Bachelor news as it makes sense. Although I would say this is the first off week of Bachelor Nation, I would say. Did you listen to Daisy on Nick's podcast?
I did not. Did you?
No, I just rely on you to fill me in on stuff.
I've been really busy, so I might catch up this week.
Okay, report back. Maybe we'll discuss it next week. Thank you to our producer today, Carlos Yeraboyga, and we will be back next week. Crack on, everybody.